Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, and with me as always...
Mike?
Why do you always say just like, you just like Mike? You're not like, it's Mike. Hey, I'm Mike.
No.
Yo! Oh god, that was probably way too loud to yell into the mic.
Probably. Whoops.
Sorry for your ears, everybody.
I don't have a thing.
Oh yeah, you don't have the thing. Yeah, like wow, it's really weird. Like I'm like a foot away from the mic and I keep going into the red. I should shut up. Anyways, it is February 4th, 2015. This is episode 11. We have broken double digits. Technically, if you really want to get into the nitty-gritty, it's really 12 because we did episode 0, the pilot.
Oh yeah.
But we're going to go with 0. As the first, but so yeah, episode 11, and we have a bunch of stuff to talk about. So, Mike, you recently purchased a next generation video game console.
Yeah, I got the Wii U, which I'm late to that party as I always am, but whatever.
Did you get the black one, the deluxe or whatever?
That's all they have. I think the white. You only get the white one used. I don't think you can get that new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've only seen the black one, the 32 gig bundle or whatever with Nintendo Land and Super Mario 3D World. Yeah,
is that the same as the DS game? By the way,
Super Mario 3D. They made it for both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you have a 3DS. I didn't know if you had it. Like, if you had the 3DS version. I think my brother has it, but I've only played it like once, so I wouldn't have a reference. How do you like it?
I am enjoying it. I like to be able to just sit in my bed and use the tablet controller and then have my TV on, you know, whatever else. So like I can throw on Netflix on my PS4, grab the tablet and play a game as I watch Netflix.
Wait a minute. The tablet can be used as its own screen?
Yeah.
That's for every game, pretty much.
It's like remote play. It's like with share play on PS4.
Gotcha.
Developers have the option to put that in the game. Yeah. So like I think there's some games where they're updating it to where oh hey now you can set it to use the tablet screen, not just the TV or whatever.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Because most of the times it'll be the tablet will have the map. So you don't have to bring up the map on the screen, on the TV.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think with Zelda, if you don't use the tablet for the screen or whatever, it's the pause menu / map on the tablet, and then the screen obviously is the game.
How is the setup? Is it pretty easy?
Like,
pretty straightforward?
Yeah. Pretty simple, yeah.
If you've used the gaming console, you'd know how to do it, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. It wasn't that hard. It's like, set up your name, whatever, you know. If you have an existing ID, here, you know, username, password, whatever, all that nonsense.
So
yeah.
Is the friend code, like, I have an original DS, which was, like, the first time you ever would have experienced, like, the stupid Nintendo friend code things. And I have a Wii too, but I never used it.
Oh yeah, well they changed it on here.
So now there's no more friend codes. It's just like
It's like the Nintendo Network ID, PSN or whatever, you know, X Gamer Tag. It's like that now. So you just add your friend by finding their network ID. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So I wasn't sure.
It's no longer.
It's no longer like. Yeah, I mean, I get it. They were doing it for like kid safety and all that stuff, but like at one point you kind of get to get into the 21st century.
Right, yeah.
It's pretty sweet. Did you the games that came with it, were they discs or is it downloaded?
It was already preloaded on the console. Oh, okay.
So how much of the 32 gigs? I didn't have to
put the code or
is used.
When I had it, or yeah, I was able to download like Bayonetta and still have a little bit of room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
But I threw on a 20 something gig flash drive I had, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Pop that in so it divides the space, so it'll put whatever on the internal or whatever, and then whatever else there's not room for it to throw it on the flash drive.
Gotcha. Oh, that's nice. I mean, that's kind of like how Xbox did it, because they have like the 4 gig versions, and it's, which is, just seems really dumb to me, because like so many games have like, I mean, I don't know how many patches there have been for Drive Club, but there's been more than 4 gigs worth of patches.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
So it's like, why even, like, it's one of those things where, like, I always wonder, like, why bother with, like, a 4 gig, and then, like, the, there was that slim PS3 that had a 12 gig, and, you know, it was 12 gig on board. I mean, you can put a hard drive in them. On the PS3, the 12 gig one, though, you actually have to buy the case. You have to buy the hard drive caddy. It doesn't come with one.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to go buy the tray, like, off eBay, basically.
Hmm.
But, I mean, it makes sense. Like, they're thinking to make the thing as cheap as possible. Why would they put in the tray if you need it? Whereas the Xbox hard drives are those little things that, like, slide into the connectors because it's proprietary. So, like, you have to buy the Xbox hard drive. So, right, like, if you buy it, it's going to fit in, and that's it. You push it into the thing, clicks in, and then it's like a regular Xbox.
Right.
The slim PS3 was not well... I mean, it was... I'm sure they would consider it well thought out. I don't think it's well thought out. But that's cool, man. I really want a Wii U. Just because I want to play, like, Mario Kart. I want to play Mario Kart.
Yeah. I was watching a video the other night, and it made me want to get Mario Kart 8. Mm. But I might wait a little bit.
And, like, even just, like, virtual console and stuff.
Because,
like, you can't... Like, the virtual console's gone on the Wii. You can't do it anymore. You know, I mean, you haven't been able to use the Wii Online in a while, but it's pretty sweet.
Actually, when I checked yesterday, there are still options to buy stuff in the Wii store, the regular Wii store.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like when I did the transfer, obviously all my purchases had transferred over, but so did my Wii points, shop points or whatever.
Hmm.
I didn't have that much, but... I think it's kind of cool that they did that. So if you had existing points because you didn't buy anything because you wanted to wait, all that stuff will transfer over.
Well, that's good, because I honestly have no idea if I have any Wii Shop points.
Right. Well, yeah, it'll tell you when you...
And I had bought a couple of games. I bought, like, Contra, Ice Hockey, I had Super C. Nice. My brother had a couple games. Adventure. We bought one. I think we both bought Adventure Island. but what's a bummer is it's the Neo Geo version of Adventure Island. It's not the original NES version. Which is, and I have it on the Vita too. And it's not that it's a bad game, but I like the non Neo Geo version. I like the NES version. Mm-hmm. I have the actual game. I have an original copy of it from when we were kids. But excuse me, definitely a solid game.
Right, sure.
That's pretty sweet. Ah, man, it makes me want to get a Wii U now.
Oh, yeah. I do not regret my purchase. Mm. I feel like I would have regretted the Xbox One just because I didn't... Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of weird. I kind of go back and forth with, like, why did I bother buying it? Because I get home and I, like, turn my TV on, and which I can see now. It's glorious. Doesn't get old. And I turn the PS4 on, right? I don't... Like, one, the Xbox is actually still in the case... I haven't even reset it up from when I brought it to work when we had that giant snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
I had it. I was at work for like 3 days after the snowstorm because I just didn't want to pack it up because I'm like, we're gonna get more snow and I'll just stay and I'm, you know, at least I'll have it to play if I'm taking a break. Yeah.
No point to leave.
But then I brought it home and I still haven't set it back up. But I do want to play. Like, I want to play Halo, but like the lazy part of me is like, I don't want to set it up.
Yeah, it's like,
because it's like, then I gotta take it out of the case, I gotta get all the plugs, I gotta put the power supply in, I gotta connect HDMI, it's like, oh man, that's such a hassle. Yeah. Which just proves how lazy I am. It's like, it's just first world problems. I don't want to hook up a video game console to a TV.
I get like that sometimes, though. If I bring a system somewhere and I take it home, I'm like, I really don't want to hook it back up.
Yeah, it's
like,
I really want to play it. Yeah, it's easier just to play the PS4 because it's connected.
Yep.
But like, if I, my guess is if I had, excuse me, if I had a like a travel case for the PS4 and I did the same thing, I bet I'd be more likely to plug the PS4 back in. I mean, part of it is way more people I know have the PS4, so it's not like I can't play with somebody on that. Right, yeah, I know less people on Xbox.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer, but.
Right. Well, yeah, because. Yeah, not, I mean, not many people even have it.
Yeah, like, so few of, like, my regular group of people that I play games with have Xbox One, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine, like, I'll just play Halo by myself, or usually what happens is when I bring it to my brothers, we play co-op online.
Play co-op, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's fun because it's, we're hanging out, but.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got friends who have Xbox One, so we'll try and connect with them. Especially because, like, now that I have, because it came with Advanced Warfare, and, like, that's one of the games they all used to, like, him and his friends used to play. They used to play Call of Duty on, like, 360, but pretty much once they got Xbox Ones, like, they never went back to 360.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, so. Kind of a bummer. For him, at least. Not for me. I don't care.
But, yeah.
Because I never really, I have his old 360 that I fixed, and he's got his new one, so it's like, for me, it was just more having the 360 in my collection rather than actually wanting to play it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I was gonna get Live at the time and then get like Halo 4 so that I could we could both play Halo 4.
And then, because he has it
and he has the you know all the games and Halo 4 is the one that I like the most because it's the most like a regular FPS. Like there's sprint, there's you know all that kind of stuff. But I ended up not bothering. And then, lo and behold, I end up with an Xbox One. So, eventually, when he gets an Xbox One, you know, it'll just be whatever. Status quo.
Pretty much.
But that's that. Yeah, so Wii U, that's pretty sweet. And then Dying Light, finally, you picked it up. I was watching you on SharePlay. It's pretty fucking satisfying, kicking zombies in the face.
Running and dropping. And
now I have it as well. I finally made the
solid
purchase. Yeah, it's more fun than I thought it would be, but it's weird too because like they didn't sell the you know it's not like Dead Island where like that initial video where you watch Dead Island with the kids and everything like you totally got a different sense of what the game was supposed to be, right? Like I didn't think Dead Island was gonna be as kind of I don't want to say like cheap, but like. It didn't, you know, that video made me think it was way more, like, hyper-realistic, like,
Last of Us
style, whereas it's more just, like, a hack-and-slash co-op thing. And, like, Dying Light very much is that, but there is a story, and it didn't ever try to sell itself as anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I think the good night, good luck thing is kind of...
Oh, yeah, that tagline.
Yeah, I think the tagline's kind of dumb, only because, like, now, because I'm so leveled up, and even though I'm, like, 15 or 16, I think, running around at night is, like, not a big deal, because now my weapons are actually really strong enough to fight the volatiles, so it's, like, whatever. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously, I'll die a lot, because I'm not really trying to, like, survive the night, but it's not like, and you don't, I mean, yeah, you lose... You lose survivor points when you die, but, like, it's not like you really get hassled. There's no real big penalty for dying, so
right.
It's like, whatever, I'm just going to run around and kill people.
Pretty much, yeah, it's like, stab all these zombies in the face.
Yeah, and I mean, and for what it's worth, the story isn't bad. It's not, like, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's a little predictable at times.
You know? Yeah, so it's not the most original story at all.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you kind of understand, like, what's going on, and, I mean, I'm not trying to spoil it, but, like, you know, the game's about zombies. People you know in the game eventually turn, or whatever. It's no different than in The Last of Us. Spoiler alert. This is a spoiler in The Last of Us. When you're with the two, the guy and his little brother, and then... Like, you have that big firefight scene or whatever, and then, like, they're like, did you get bit? And he's like, no, I didn't get bit, you know, because they're all asking to make sure everybody's okay. And he's like, no, I didn't get bit. And I was literally playing the game, and I was like, he totally got bit. He's lying. I know he's lying. There is no way none of them got out of that unscathed. He got bit. I was like, it's totally true. And then, like, you see he kind of has, like, that weird look on his face, and I was like, I knew it. I knew he got bit. And then, obviously, you find out, following some cutscenes, that he did in fact get bit, and he turns, and there's a whole unraveling, and it's kind of sad, and it's really well done. Like that whole like hour of gameplay is fantastic, and and then of course I called the thing that I totally called the scene that happens next, Like, but I called it before it even happened. When I was guessing that the kid got bit, I was like, I know exactly what's going to happen now. And then, of course, that's exactly what happened. So in that sense, I found that part to be predictable. But at the same time, it was so well done that it didn't matter that I knew what was coming, you know? Because in terms of, like, story development and things like that, like, it totally keeps you immersed in the reality of the pandemic, of the situation in The Last of Us. So... Mm. Dying Light doesn't really have that. But it does. It does one thing that Destiny doesn't. It actually kills players in the game. People in the story that you interact with and you grow with eventually might die. And that is a far more like captivating story for a video game than when every single player in the game that you ever have to deal with in Destiny doesn't die. Like, every mission you ever get is given to you from the tower, which is a safe place for them. So unless there's some major expansion in the future where the tower is ransacked and many people die... there's nothing... there's nothing, like... I don't know. There's nothing, like, sad about the game is the thing. Like, nothing... Nope. Like, and it's not like in, you know, in Halo, when Earth gets attacked, you're like, oh, shit! And, you know... And the flood comes to Earth, and you're like, oh, no, come on. Like, I fought so hard. I blew up that first one. You know, it's Dying Light has that. Dying Light actually takes characters away from you, which is, I think it's a necessary thing for a video game. Otherwise, there's, like, I don't feel like I have to really become attached. Like, you know, I don't know. You don't ever become attached enough to these characters because they're never, in Destiny at least, they're never really in danger. Whereas in Dying Light, all of the characters are in danger. They're not, like, hiding in sanctuary or something. Mm-hmm. It's also kind of ironic that the, like, safe haven in Destiny is called, or safe haven in Dying Light is called Tower. Like, it's an apartment complex, but they call it the Tower.
Tower. I wonder if they did that on purpose.
I mean...
Well, it's just like there's a parody loot cave.
Right. Yeah, there's... Oh my god, the Mario thing. That's the one thing about Dying Light that's actually fantastic. There are so many... Easter eggs and things in it. And there's... So the first level of Mario is actually in the game. You can find access to it...
Oh god, it's so awesome.
...by going to the roof of a building in Old Town, and you go through a green tunnel, and... It puts you into the game. You'll end up in the first level, and they made the zombies look like the Goombas, and you can jump on them to kill them because you don't have any weapons or anything. And you actually go through and you complete the thing, and at the end of it, you jump to the flag, and if you get high enough, it sets off little fireworks, and it's pretty neat. I'm a big fan. I think it was pretty cool.
Pretty awesome to do that, yeah.
I haven't gone and seen the Destiny thing. I don't know if you went and looked around for it, but...
No, I was told that it's pointless anyways.
Right, because there's nothing there. I think it's just like a nod to the game.
Oh, and they said there was actual loot you could pick up.
Oh, is there?
That's what I was told or read. Yeah, they said there's actual loot you could pick up.
I didn't know that. Maybe we'll have to check that out. But then there's EXP Caliber.
Like, oh, yep.
Which is just a sword that you grab out of the stone, but you gotta hold the button. You gotta hold square for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, you gotta hold it down for a little bit, but it's worth it.
Yeah, and then there's a whole bunch of Easter eggs, and that part's kind of cool.
Yeah, so. Which I love Easter eggs in a lot of video games. Like that's why I love Borderlands so much because it had so many in that too.
Right, even like comments the characters made and things like that, like. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of nice. It's nice that they're aware of it. You know, they're giving some nods to other greats. Not that Destiny's like a great game. It's a good game, but it's just not. I don't think it's going to go down in history like other games will.
Oh, definitely not.
So, and of course, like Polygon or something. Somebody gave Dying Light like a 6.5, and I was like, whatever.
Ugh. Right.
It's just one of those things.
They just hate us because they ain't us.
Yep. Sorry, I apologize. I'm coughing again. I'm like re-sick. It's just it's bullshit. I think it's just that everyone is giving it to everybody. Like, it works, so it just keeps getting passed around until we all end up, like, immune to it.
Yeah.
It's all, it doesn't help that, like, it's so, like, it's cold. It's been so bitter cold. And because I'm out plowing and stuff, like, I'm out in the cold. So I'm just, like, you know, and I don't like the cold. I don't do well in the cold. I'm always cold. And it doesn't help because I always end up really, really cold.
Really, yeah.
Even, like, and you'd think, like, oh, you're in a truck the whole time. It's like, yeah, but you're not always in the truck. If you get stuck, which isn't often, but if you just have to shovel a thing because, like, you can't always plow everything. Like, sometimes you have to get out and shovel or use a snowblower or whatever. Like,
right.
You know, or you're just out of the truck because you're trying to clear the windows off because, you know, they're frozen or the snow piled on the car or you want to clear your warning lights, whatever. It's just, you're not always just sitting in, like, the warm car. So that part sucks because, like, I get cold really, really fast. And when it's, like, 10 out and it's windy as hell, not fun.
I'd imagine that, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's not, even plowing in general isn't even, like, it's fun for, like, the first 10 minutes. Because you're like, wee, I get to slam a truck into big walls of snow. And then after a while, you're like, Jesus, when does it end?
Yeah, when is the snow gonna
like, when is this? Go? When does this fucking snow stop? Because now we have, like, 10-foot snow drifts.
Oh, jeez.
It's, like, in our parking lot and other parking lots. Like, if you go to, like, the local mall, like, it's, like, they always do the same thing every year. They just kind of put the snow in one giant pile in, like, a section of the parking lot. But, I mean, it's, like, 20 cars wide, and it's probably, like, as tall as the building.
It's oh, big. Wow.
And then it takes forever to melt, because it's just a giant pile of snow.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, that's just how they do it. Because it's like, what do you do with it? Where do you bring, like, there's nowhere to bring the snow to get rid of it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like it piles up. But, like, now we're at the point where there's so much snow that it's never going to melt. And we're supposed to get another 6 inches of snow in a couple days. And then more snow after that, which is ridiculous. But, like, the snowdrifts are so high now that if you're in, like a sedan, like, you can't see over the snowdrifts. And in many cases, people, even, like, I drive a Tahoe, so it's a, you know, tall SUV. I can't see the roofs of some cars over the snowdrifts. Like, and I'm above the snow. So, like, when you want to take, like, a right on red, like, you really, like, I just won't now. I'm just like, nope, I'm going to wait because I can't see the other car. I can't see if traffic is coming because the snow banks are so, there's so much snow. And, like, when, you know, they plow it, it just gets taller. Like, you can't see, you can't see if there's not a car coming. So now I'm just like, I'll just wait. It's easier. I'll just wait for the light to be green.
Like, nope.
Like, it's like, green. You know, on a regular day when you can see down the street and you can see that there's no cars coming, you take the right on red and then boom, you're on your way. But it's like, nope, it's way easier not to. And then, like, today in a town near me, a tractor trailer got stuck on a train track and he jumped out of the truck and the train nailed it. Like, he was basically. Usually, depending on, I believe, what you have in your cargo, you have to stop at the train tracks and put your hazards on and then kind of look to make sure it's safe to go. Even, obviously, though, like, logic says if the gates are up, it's clear. And it's, like, same thing. School buses have to do it. Oil trucks have to do it. Gas trucks, same deal. And so he stopped. It was clear to go. And then he went, but he got stuck on the tracks.
Oh.
And while he was trying to get it unstuck, the gates came down, and I guess he just, like, you know, somebody started yelling at him that was behind him, like, there's a train coming, and he jumped, and I guess, like less than, like, you know, the person said it was, like, 3 seconds. My guess is it was probably less than a minute, but probably not 3 seconds, and I guess he jumped out, and basically it was, like, boom, and then the train hit the tractor-trailer truck, and I guess they said, like, a couple people were injured, but nobody was, you know, really hurt. And then yesterday in New York, last night, a commuter rail train thing hit a Jeep that got stuck on the train tracks, and the person who was driving the Jeep died, and 5 people on the train died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess my guess is the people on the train probably died because they probably got slammed into something, and the person in the Jeep was trying to get the Jeep unstuck, and they were outside looking at the Jeep, and my guess is they got clipped when the train hit the car. It's totally not cool.
Not cool at all.
So, but back to Dying Light. It's a weird segue into, like, snow and being sick and snow and all that fun stuff. Yeah, so Dying Light's pretty good. I would give it like an 8 out of 10.
It's
pretty satisfying to kick zombies in the face. But there is a point where, like, once you've beaten the story, like, pretty much you just level up and you just run around and kill people. And then it's...
Well, if you don't do any of the side quests, you could still do all the side quests.
That's true. And there's obviously, like, there's, like, random mini side quests where, like, you'll find a survivor and you gotta go save him from zombies. Or there's airdrops where you get supplies, you turn the supplies in for experience. But obviously, once you're max level, the experience is useless. It's just more, like, for getting weapons and stuff. Because you get money. You use the money to buy weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you can go farm for parts.
Yep.
Except it's not really like farming, because you actually have to go like find, you know, you find little toolboxes or big, you know, chests, and you know, you have to lock, you can lock pick vehicles, and
mm-hmm.
and then you get into them, and depending on the difficulty of the vehicle, usually you get better loot. You know, usually you get like the police it's cars like, usually have weapons, but the, you know, the ambulances always have like med kits.
It's and there's the levels of the lock like picking,
easy, like medium, hard, very hard.
Yeah, I wonder if there's an impossible then.
I imagine there's probably one somewhere that like you can't do, or like it requires like multiple something or other. I don't know. We haven't found it yet, but we'll keep looking.
One day.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, and that's like one of the things where it makes the game a little bit more fun, right? It's not like in Destiny where you just kind of keep looking around for chests and you open them and you get a little bit of glimmer and some shitty weapons. Like, at least in Dying Light, everything seems to kind of scale with you. So, like, the stronger you are and the further you are in the game, the better the gear you find. And usually by then, you've either found blueprints or been able to purchase blueprints to make your weapons even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice.
Yep. Definitely.
And even like in the Mario level, there's a suit to make you fly, like a raccoon suit kind of. Your character doesn't actually wear a suit, but your character has the ability to kind of like glide, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty neat. Otherwise, the grappling hook I still think is kind of better, unless you make your suit, unless there's a way to level up the suit like Hug was trying to do. Because he's now level 2 on the suit. I'm only level 1. But
we need to
go find you some string and gauze and stuff.
I have everything. I just need more string.
Oh, okay. I have like a million duct tape things now. I have like 400 like metal parts to make like lock picks and stuff. Because I just always pick it up. Like if I see like stuff, I just grab it. I'm just like, whatever.
Oh, I pick up that stuff, but if it's a shitty weapon, I don't pick it up.
That's the thing. I usually always pick up the weapons, and I take the one metal part. I just pick it up and immediately get rid of it.
Yeah, I guess so. That's true. You just dismantle it.
Yeah, because like every time, like, because I'll be jumping over like a dumpster, and there's usually junk weapons in it, like gas pipes or like a table leg, like super weak stuff. And I usually just grab them and dismantle them for the metal parts.
That's true.
Unless I'm being chased by something, and then I'm just like, peace.
Right. It's like, I'll wait it out.
But I do like that now the weapons I'm finding are stronger, and like my blueprint, like I have better blueprints, because there is a, for those who haven't played it yet, the way that the loot and the blueprints and stuff work, there's a color system just like Destiny, just like Borderlands, where it's like gray items are, you know, uncommon, and then it's like green, and then blue, and then orange, and then purple, or purple and then orange. I think it's blue, purple, orange, but either way, basically, the better the color, the better the gear. Yada, yada, yada. Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah. Pretty much,
you know, the weapons break down, and then some weapons can be repaired, which costs you parts. Some weapons can't be repaired. You know, you only have a certain amount of hits per weapon. Mm-hmm. But you can, you know, upgrade the weapons to have better durability, which is nice. I mean, in that sense, it's actually got a pretty in-depth system for kind of weapon crafting, which I like. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And, exactly. Like, you know, just like in, you know, Destiny and Borderlands, like, there's, you know, you can have a fire attachment, you can have an electrical attachment, you can have a toxic attachment.
Yeah. Add some elements to your attacks. Yeah,
some elements to your attacks. So, like, I have, like, a fire knife, so when I swing and hit them, like, I have a chance of igniting them on fire, which is pretty cool. Or, like, the water one, which is awesome when it rains. Or the electrical one, which is awesome when it rains, because it's the electricity and the water.
Yeah.
That's even the weather's fairly dynamic too, which is kind of fun. I'm a big fan of that.
I just like that when it's raining, like you were saying, you can run out with, you know, an electric machete and just start swinging away and get them.
And it's satisfying. I wish you could put, like, something on your boots, though, because it is pretty fun when you just run up to a dude and just kick him right in the face.
Repeatedly kick them.
Yeah. That was the funny part, too. Like, when I first started playing the game, I was like, I was trying to drop kick people, and I was like, why won't it work? But you have to level up to get the drop kick. So I was just running and kicking people in the face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was fun, but it was fun. I mean, it's pretty satisfying. It just took forever. Like, when you're a lower level, it takes forever to kick them to death. Because I'm thinking, well, I'll just kick them and I won't waste my weapons. It's like, nah, take, unless you want to sit there for like 40 minutes. That's not, it's not really that long, but you have to kick them a whole bunch of times to kill them.
Right.
Because you have to level up the thing where, like, when you, if you're, you know, they're on the ground, it'll do like L1 to finish them and then you, like, crush their skull. Which is, like, totally like a Resident Evil nod type of thing. Because, like, you used to always have that ability, like, you'd go up to zombies and just crush their face.
Well, they had to actually grab your... In Resident Evil, they actually had to grab you when they were laying on the ground.
And then you could crush them? I thought in 6 you could just crush them if you got up to them.
No. They have to grab you.
Whatever. Same kind of deal.
Well, in 6 there's a chance you can do it, but, yeah, and, like, Dead Island, all that nonsense, yeah, there's a... You would get the ability to just do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's very much like Dead Island, but I think it's better than Dead Island.
It's what Dead Island should have been, pretty much.
Yeah.
In terms of
like,
the
difference
play.
Was this. I wanted Dead Island to be like The Last of Us because of that intro scene that they gave you, but instead, it was like Borderlands Zombies, and Dying Light is just a better version of Dying Light. I mean, of Dead Island, basically.
Pretty much.
It's pretty... Pretty much. And graphically, it looks really good, too. I mean, it's not the best-looking game in the world, but it ain't bad.
Right.
The frame rate does does take a digger when you Molotov, like, 40 enemies in a small room, though.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's also...
When I crashed the game.
That probably also had something to do with co-op, too, though.
Yeah, well... So, I'll set the stage for you. Mike and I were in a part of the game where you're in a, like, long corridor, and there's, I mean, there could be 100 zombies in it. And ideally, what you're supposed to do is actually jump on the platforms and stay above them. And I was like, well, forget that. I can craft, excuse me, I can craft a whole bunch of Molotovs. So, I'm just going to take the free XP. So, I just crafted, like, 60 of them and just kept throwing them. And the frame rate got real, 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 real sluggish because everything was on fire. And you've got, you know, 100 animated characters trying to move around while you're hucking Molotovs and then there's the fire and I crashed the game. That's the only time, like, and that's the only time I've ever really seen a dip in the frame rate is when you're trying to do a lot of stuff with a lot of enemies on screen. I mean, and like, you know, otherwise, like, when you're running around at night and there's a lot more enemies and you're hopping around and you've got your little flashlight, like, that holds up pretty good. I've never really had any problems at night doing like that. But that one time, yeah, the frame rate got pretty sluggish and then the game crashed out.
Yep.
But it was
no, it's no bueno.
I leveled up an entire level doing that though. Sucker.
Oh yeah.
It was great.
It'll end up worth it in the end.
Yeah, sure. Totally worth it. And then I'm sure most people will eventually, if they play the game, they'll get to that part and be like, this is probably what he was talking about. It's in the museum. Like, it's pretty solid. The funny part is, though, is you, like, you wouldn't think about it. And, like, because I remember when Jared was telling me about it, he just jumped on, because you can vault over the heads of them, he vaulted all the way to the end and then went back and killed them all. Because he was like, what am I doing? Why don't I just kill them all and take the experience?
Yeah.
And then all the stuff you get from them.
That's, like, that's free XP.
It's free XP and free parts, because everybody, every zombie you kill, you can search, and usually you get, like, a couple bucks or cigarettes or coffee or string or metal parts or, you know, some consumable of some sort. Like, you can pick up items that you can sell for money, you can pick up items that you can use for your weapons, or like weapon upgrades. And usually you won't get a weapon from a zombie unless they had it in their hands, which is usually only like the cops, because they have batons.
Yep.
I love the police baton, though. It's probably one of my favorite weapons. I think it's pretty solid. I like long bladed weapons though. I don't think the cleavers two-handed are no, just like katanas.
Yeah, some of those are like two-handed.
Yeah, well, one-handed long now, blades.
The katana I have is two-handed.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. It just seems like I like being able to hit them from a further distance, but like because the meat cleaver, like you're like swinging at them, but like you have to be just so close to them that like you know if you're running up to a group of them, usually you can't just kind of swing them all because it doesn't swing as fast. But a police baton is a shorter weapon, but you can whip that thing around. And usually, like if you get a headshot with that, like it's one hit done. It's awesome. Right. And police batons are kind of generic for blueprints. Pretty much, you can upgrade the batons with pretty much any type of blueprint. So
for the most part, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. excuse me. And then, so what else is going on? PS Plus, get your freebies this month. You can grab. What is it?
Transistor.
Roguelike. Apatheon. 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 Whatever it is.
Apatheon. Whatever.
And then
Rogue Legacy. Rogue Legacy. Said.
Yep. Actually, I can tell you right
PS3,
now.
PS3. It's Yakuza. 4. Yakuza and Thief.
Which is weird. I get that people were kind of upset that Thief isn't PS4, but at the same time, I get that. My guess is PS3 is probably less likely to be still bought. Whereas people might still buy Thief on PS4, so.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because Transistor and Apatheon, Apatheon, whatever, however you want to pronounce it, those are both PS4. Yakuza 4 and Thief were PS3, and then Rogue Legacy and Kick and Fennec are PS Vita. But Rogue Legacy is actually all platforms. It's PS Vita, PS4, and PS3. I have it on my Vita. I haven't put it on my PS4 yet.
I have it on both.
But Kick and Fennec is the only one I've never heard of. And I'm
it's like
have
a
to
it looks like a platformer.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
I might get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah, I mean it's free. Why not? I'll put it in my list. Like I probably won't play Thief because it's just I didn't care for it when they announced it way back when. So.
Yeah, I don't even. I think I bought it because it was cheap and I was interested, and then I just never touched it ever again.
Right.
So yeah.
It is what
Yakuza,
it is.
I will go back for that.
Yeah, Yakuza is pretty good. I gotta set my PS3 up again. It's on.
That game is my jam.
Is it basically kind of like Grand Theft Auto or like Sleeping Dogs ish or no?
No. You'll have to play it.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have to play it. It's one of those kind of games.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what else is going on? I'm still, like, honestly, every time I look at my TV,
it's just so nice to be able to.
It's just so nice to, like, turn on my TV and look up at it and be like, I can read everything on the TV.
It's like, I can see that.
Yeah, like, it's on right now, and I should really just, like, shut the screen off, because that's a really cool feature that it has, where, like, there's a button on the remote to just shut the picture off, which is cool, because you can do, like, a party chat and just shut the screen off if you're not playing a game.
Thanks.
Or like if you've got like, I don't know, if you've got like music on or something, or I don't know, like you're like I'll usually I'm trying not to cough, so if I like stop talking for a second, it's because I'm trying like not to cough
into the mic.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So
usually I'll just turn the picture off, like if I'm going downstairs to like get food or like get the mail or like go to the garage to grab a drink or something. It's kind of nice just to be able to shut the screen off and not have to turn the TV off. Because like some TVs allow you to just like if you dim the brightness all the way, it'll shut the actual panel off. So like then you're not wasting your panel if you're not actually using the TV to watch something, which is kind of cool. Because like I remember when way back in the day when we had DirecTV, they had the music channels. And it was like, I think it was called like Music Choice or something. And so you'd go and it was like Music Choice Rock, Music Choice R&B, Music Choice Rap, Music Choice, you know, it was all the genres, probably less genres then than there are now. But so you'd put on like the rock channel and it would just play rock music. And at the bottom, it would just say the name of the band and the song.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was awesome because you could just if you didn't really want to watch TV or you're like cleaning the house or whatever, you'd throw the channel on for music and just have it play music. But the TV, you would dim the screen all the way to the end and it would shut the actual screen off. And it was a, it's a projection TV, so that would save you like your lamp and whatever. But mm-hmm. now the TV that I have just has a button, so I just shut the panel off and it's awesome. Especially, like, when I get home, right, I turn the PS4 on, turn the TV on, and then, like, I get the console up and running, and then I just shut the screen off. But it's still playing the audio, which is nice, because if I hear the notification sound, like, you've been invited to something, or you've got a message, I can turn the screen
back
on.
Then you'll know.
And then right, I don't have to... Otherwise, then it's not like I have to deal with people, like, tweeting me, like, hey, VOG, normal, VOG, you know, Crota, whatever. Or, like, hey, you want to play? Like, at least I'm just signed on and ready to go. All I have to do is just turn the screen back on.
Basically, yeah.
Whereas before, like, aside from having 8 billion white dots on my old DLP.
Oh, jeez.
It took, like, a minute to fully warm up. So you'd turn it on, and, like, the screen would just get slightly brighter and brighter and brighter until the bulb was fully warmed up. So, like, you know, that was one of the reasons why when I got home, I would always turn it on. Just out of habit of, like, it need, like, I'd want it to have a minute to warm up so that when I did actually start playing, like, the screen was at full brightness so that, like, all the contrast was there. Because basically it was like you were playing, like, a super, super dim TV up until it fully warmed up.
Right.
And it was obviously worse when you couldn't see anything at all because of all the dots. Because you just had no contrast. So, but it's pretty satisfying. And for those wondering, I got a 40-inch Sony Bravia 1080p LED TV. I got it at BJ's Wholesale Club. I still think that BJ's needs to run an ad campaign that's basically just like, everybody loves BJ's.
Basically.
Like,
goddamn hilarious.
It would be awesome. I would buy two BJ's memberships.
Why two?
I don't know, because I already have one, and I want to give them more money for being awesome.
Oh, just being awesome about it. Yeah, I guess so.
Like, it's one of those things, like, you know, there's no denying it. Everybody loves BJ's. Like, how would you not laugh? Like, the only people who would laugh are people who... Or the only people who wouldn't find it funny are people who have no soul.
Right.
Because it's like, how do you not look at that and be like, ha, it's a, they're totally making a sexual innuendo, but it's the name of their company.
Yeah.
It's like... Because it's like, it's Berkley and Jensen. That's where it comes from. All the Berkley and Jensen branded items in BJ's, that's the BJ's. That's where the B and the J is. That's Berkley and Jensen. So
right.
rather than saying, I'm going to Berkley and Jensen's, they say, I'm going to BJ's. Because it's easier.
Yeah. It's true.
Like, Costco's is Kirkland. So Kirkland Signature Products, that's Costco's home brand. I assume that the Costco family must be the Kirklands that own it, or owned it, you know, whoever, like, that's probably where it came from, whereas, like, you know, Jim Berkley and Jim Jensen, you know, were the two guys or people that founded BJ's, most likely.
Yeah.
Much like, you know, Walmart is because they are the Waltons, you know? It's like, right. I don't think there's, like, a Bill Target. But, like, there's a, you know, Bill, you know, Henry Ford, so Ford Cars. Mercedes-Benz was named after his wife. So his name was whatever, Benz was the last name. And the cars weren't selling, so he had his wife help go sell the cars with him. Because, obviously, I'm sure you could probably find pictures of her. But I think she was attractive, and she sold the cars better than he could, so then... He named the cars Mercedes-Benz after his wife. So, that was a story told to me by one of my teachers. So, I'm pretty sure he wasn't lying to us, and he would be way more knowledgeable than I would have been on that topic.
Right.
Not that he was a car guy, but he was a design guy and like a branding guy. So, feel free to like fact check it. But that's, I believe, the story behind Mercedes-Benz's name. It was his wife's name. But his last name was Benz, but it was like, you know, nobody wanted to buy like an Adolf Benz. They wanted to buy a Mercedes Benz.
Right. So is his wife named Mercedes then?
Yeah.
Okay. And they just used the last name.
Yep. So he called it Mercedes-Benz.
Mercedes-Benz.
Ah. Or if you're Will Smith, the Benzio. Good old Fresh Prince.
Yep.
Oh, Uncle Phil. Rip. Uncle Phil. God damn it. That was super sad, too. I was pretty bummed out when I saw that he'd passed away a while back.
Yeah.
It's just a bummer. But, yeah, so that's... TV. Wow, we have gone on such a weird tangent this time around.
Yeah, we're
started
talking
with
about everything.
Wii U, Dying Light, snow, train crashes, then BJ's.
Back to Dying Light.
Dying Light.
And then TVs, what else?
TVs, cars. We reconnect with life and gaming, people. This is what we do.
If you don't like it, then...
And just stop playing the podcast and go play video games or watch TV. I don't know.
Right. That or tell us what you want us to talk about then.
That's true. Dude, oh man. So this is another like Earl thing in real life. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't, whatever.
Follow.
So I'm a lottery player. You know this. I know this. My friends know this. I play the lottery. I buy Powerball. I buy Mega Millions. And I usually will buy Lucky for Life, but I always try not to because even though it's got the best odds of all three, like by far, like it's like 100 million better odds than Power. Like I think Lucky for Life is like 1 in like 40 million, and like Mega Millions is like 1 in like 100 and something million, and Powerball is like same deal. So it's like you actually have, you know. From a reference standpoint, like better odds winning Lucky for Life than you do winning like Powerball and Mega Millions. Obviously, it's a small chance anyways, but I always buy because I don't drink coffee and I don't smoke, so it's not like I'm spending month to month on cigarettes and coffee. So I buy lottery tickets. It's like a couple bucks a week, whatever, you know. And so I bought, the other day when I was getting gas, I ran in and I got a Powerball. Mm-hmm. And then I was on my way back from, like, helping my brother with something, and I passed a Tedeschi, so I grabbed another Powerball ticket. And then today, on my way home, I stopped at another Tedeschi's, and I got another Powerball ticket, right? And I walk in, and it's the same guy that's always there, this older guy. And so every time he asks me my age... and to see my ID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 27 years old. I have a beard. Like, a pretty thick beard. Like, I have a thick beard. Like, and I'm not saying, like, 18-year-olds can't grow a beard. But 18-year-olds can't grow a beard like this. Like, and also, like, it's... I'm not, like, a not recognizable... I'm not saying I'm like, oh, he should know who I am. Like, but at the same time, like,
right.
I wear the same blue hat. And I have the beard. And I'm usually wearing the same jacket that has my company logo on it. Like... it's not like I'm coming in a different outfit each time. Like, I would think that there might be some sort of, he might remember you and not ask. So
right.
I go in, right? And I'm like, I need a Powerball quick, please. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, and when's your birthday? And so I'm like, my birthday was month day 87, which makes me 27 years old. As I'm grabbing my ID. But I'm just trying to, like, make a point. Like, I'm old enough to buy lottery tickets. And no offense, even if I wasn't, is it that big a deal? Like, I get that for them it is a big deal because if they get caught selling to minors, but, like, it's a lottery ticket, it's not cigarettes.
Right.
And I had a friend of mine, actually, so we'll segue into another story, only because that's what we do. So, I had a friend who, when she was actually, before she turned 18, she actually worked for the state. Like, she, and what they would do is, they would pick her up at her house... which it always kind of seemed a little sketchy, but like it was the state. And this, so the guy would pick her up and they would give her money and he would drive her to all these different gas stations and convenience stores. And she would go in and try to buy cigarettes.
Huh.
And the whole point was they couldn't do it because they were over 18. Right. So it wouldn't be selling to minors if he didn't card you, because obviously like in the same sense that if they, I never get carded. Anywhere. I don't get carded for alcohol. Right. I don't get carded for, you know, except for at this particular convenience store. I don't get carded for lottery tickets. And you know, but if they didn't card him, he can't be like, oh, you didn't card me, you broke the law. They didn't break the law because you're old enough, and it's very apparent that you're old enough. So the only way they can right. do it is actually to hire minors, to have them go and buy them at the convenience store. And so she would literally, they would drive up, he'd give her money, she'd get out, she'd go in, and she'd try to buy cigarettes. And, you know, if they sold them to her, she'd go out, and then he'd go in. And they'd get fined or whatever would happen, and so that was like her job for like an entire summer, and it was kind of a neat job, right? It's kind of cool, you know, because like your whole job is based on you getting somebody to break the law, and it sucks for those people because in one instance, the store got fined and they fired the guy who did it. And my thing is, you should have asked to see the damn ID. It's exactly. You know, because selling cigarettes to minors is dumb. And if you're a minor and you want to smoke, you're an idiot. And that's okay. I'm not going to apologize for that. I don't care. If you start smoking in 2015, you are not intelligent because there's so much information about how bad it is for you. Like, don't smoke. Deal breaker. So it was cool. And I remember one time when I went into like a mobile gas station to get. To get a lottery ticket, and the guy was like, "Hey, can I just see your ID?" And I was like, he was like real nervous about it. And I was like, "Yeah, sure." Like, I was like, "Is it like a problem? Like, do people not want to give you their ID when like they buy a scratch ticket or something?" And he was like, "No." He's like, they, you know, they came in and checked us the other day, and one of the guys ended up selling tickets to a minor. He's like, the store got fined and he got fired. He's like, so now he's like, we're all just. Everybody's just asking because he's, you know, they're afraid that they're going to try and set them up again. And I'm like, well, then you should just be better at doing that. Like, I was right, like, I feel bad the guy lost his job because he's just trying to do his job. He's just trying to sell, you know, people come in to buy chips and hot dogs and get gas and whatever. And like, you know, I feel for you because you're probably a nice guy, but you should have made sure that they were 18. Like, my thing is, if it was me. Lottery tickets, pretty sure I'm going to wipe that. I'm not going to really worry about it. Because the thing is if I bought a lottery ticket and I was underage and I won, I can't collect the money.
Right.
I have to give the ticket to my parents or a friend or somebody who's old enough to collect the money.
To go get it, yeah.
So, you know, it's different when, you know, and obviously that's something you want to do, right? Like, nobody wants to buy cigarettes. I mean, people buy cigarettes for minors, and again, I think that's dumb. But, like, when you buy the cigarettes as a minor, you are probably going to smoke them, and that is bad.
Yeah.
But, like, if you bought a lottery ticket or a scratch-off ticket and you won, like, and if you lost, like, you're just out whatever you spent on tickets. But, like, it's one of those things where, like, it seems like almost kind of like a victimless crime to buy lottery tickets underage. Right. And I get the concept of like they're trying to prevent you from gambling and like getting into the habit, right? Because like some might say that I have a gambling, not an addiction, but like I have a habit of gambling. I like to gamble. I absolutely would love to go to the casino, but it's like a 4-hour drive, and I don't have any money, so I'm just not going to go.
Right.
But I, you know, instead I get scratch off tickets or I get. You know, quick picks, and usually I have a set limit, and that's what I spend, and that's it. Obviously, right now Powerball is like over 300 million, so I'm not gonna not buy a couple extra tickets this week. Right. But I'm smart about it. I buy them from different stores. I don't buy multiple tickets from the same place. I space it out. I play shadow games with it. Go to one Tedeschi's. Yeah. Go to a gas station. Go to another convenience store.
Tease them a little bit.
Gotta mix it up. Gotta throw your bills around. I've been putting a lot of money in the lottery Easter basket, as they say.
Yeah.
One of these days. It was funny, though, the guy, because when I said I was 27 years old, he's like, young. And I was like, huh? He's like, you're 27 years young. He's like, it sounds better that way. And I was like, It's like, not bad. Touche, salesman.
Right.
Because I wasn't expecting that as a retort. But And he was like, hey, and he's like, if you win, he's like, you can retire early. And I was like, that is true.
That is true.
Boy, would I retire. It would be sweet. I'm long overdue for like a lottery jackpot. I've been buying tickets since like I turned 18. Like it's always been a thing I used to do. And I used to Powerball used to not be available in Massachusetts. Like you couldn't get them. So I used to actually drive to New Hampshire. I'd drive to the New Hampshire border and go to this. There was a, I think it was a, It wasn't a Tedeschi's, but it was like this. It was like a little. I think they called them Little Peach, and I think Tedeschi's ended up buying most of the Little Peaches. And so it was just like a convenience store. And so I would drive to literally the first or second exit right after. Literally the it was like the first or second exit in New Hampshire. And you drive, you know, get off the highway, you get on the street, and there's the Tedeschi's or Little Peach, whatever it was, and would buy. But the difference was because I was going to New Hampshire, I'd buy like $20 worth of tickets, and then I'd drive back. But what sucked is when you won, you had to go back to New Hampshire to collect it. But the good part was is because I would buy $20 worth of tickets, I was more likely to win than not win because you had 20 tickets versus one ticket. It's not like it threw the odds off, but it was like, you know, every other time I'd win like a couple bucks, and it made it worthwhile to go back up to buy tickets because I was like, well, I'll cash this in, and who knows, maybe I'll win more the next time.
Right.
It was also gas was cheaper, and in that particular time of my life, driving on the highway was really, really refreshing and really relaxing, and it was like a way to kind of channel my thoughts, because I'd be zipping up the highway 70-80 miles an hour. That was back when I used to drive fast. Now I'm like a grandmother. I'm in the right hand lane going like 55. But yeah, I used to zip up the highway. What was fun though is once my friends like figured out what I was doing, like they all wanted to go with me. So it would be it became like a hangout thing because everyone was like, oh man, it's that time when we get to just drive on the highway, listen to music, catch up, hang out. Andrew gets his lottery tickets, and then like we zip back, maybe we grab something to eat, you know, or stop at a McDonald's or whatever, and just kind of hang out. And it was like a way for us to kind of escape for a little bit.
Right, which is always nice.
Yeah, escape is good. But then Powerball is now available in Massachusetts, so I have no reason to go to New Hampshire anymore. Just to go on like a long. I mean, now obviously gas currently is less expensive, but gas, you know, past couple years has been more expensive. So I'm less likely to just drive for no reason because it's like I don't want to waste gas.
Right.
But, like I got gas today or yesterday for $1.97, and then the same gas station is $1.97, but the gas station near him, which would have been the other one I go to, and they usually compete on price. He's now $2.10, but he was $1.95. He went from $1.95 to $2.10 in one day, but the other gas station stayed at $1.97. So,
great. We'll
see. I like that gas station better only because he's 24 hours, so I can always. It doesn't matter like what time it, especially when you're plowing and like you need gas because you're running low or whatever. Like you just can go fill up and you don't have to worry. He's always open. You just don't.
Right.
You only have to worry if he's out of gas, but
it's always nice, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I don't want to keep like ranting and talking not video gaming stuff because I feel like I'm at the part where people are like click skip 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 skip. So we'll get to shoutouts.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I should make like an audio thing where it's just like shout out.
Like yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Shoutouts. Do you has?
See, my buddy, one of my buddies, he's starting a streaming channel.
Nice. Is this the one that was going to do the VOG?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's like Bebop, Maddie T, or something like that. I'll find out the name and I'll give you the details and all that later. And then,
excuse me.
Another friend, they changed their. They combined their cosplay thing and changed their name to Ultra Girls. I think that name is change.
Is that the Do You Even Nerd or is it a different one?
No. Like, that's it was two girls from that, but they're doing like a cosplay thing now. A combined cosplay thing.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'll send the details about that. So those are my two shout outs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My shout out is Seif at Seif SIEFE. He is a live streamer. And I believe he is partnered with Polk. I don't know if he's partnered with Polk, but Polk was tweeting about him earlier today. And I've been following him for a while. His streams are pretty good. He's pretty entertaining.
Nice.
I feel like he's on the cusp of being really big and still small enough that, like, he interacts with his, you know, he has the ability to interact with his fan base, because it seems like sometimes he's got a bazillion viewers, and then other times he doesn't have as many, which is kind of nice. He does a lot of Battlefield. He's been doing a lot of the Hardline beta the past day or two, because it finally went live in public for everybody. But yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. I like watching his streams. Pretty entertaining. So at Seif, I believe it's SIEFE. I'll put it in the notes.
Have to check that out.
He's he's a good guy. And then that's pretty much it for me for shoutouts. I don't have anything else. I'd love to shout out like KL. Oh, you know who I'm going to shout out? Cape Cod potato chips.
Because those are so good.
But here's the thing. You remember when I tweeted the picture of all the stuff I got, the gaming snacks, and I tweeted like, you know, don't judge me. I got the low fat Cape Cod chips. Mm-hmm. They favorited it the next day and tweeted hashtag no judgment to me.
Nice.
And I was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. Like, it's not the first time I've been tweeted at by Cape Cod, but I thought it was awesome because I didn't tweet at them. I didn't hashtag it. Like, so that means there's a PR person actively searching for tweets with Cape Cod chips. Nice. And then of course, like in a joking manner, tweeted back hashtag no judgment. I was like, props to you, Cape Cod. Like, that's fantastic.
So yeah, that's awesome.
So my second shout out will be Cape Cod potato chips, because they're mesquite sweet barbecue chips are fantastic. That is a gaming snack for real.
That's why I say their chips are fantastic.
Their chips are fantastic.
That and was it those mint Milano cookies or whatever?
Oh, the Pepperidge Farm mint Milanos.
Yeah, those are so good. Those are
solid. They have weird flavors now of them though. They have like raspberry mint Milanos and stuff. Not a fan. Gotta keep it old school. You gotta keep it old school. It's like the Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies, all right? I don't care. Yeah. I don't care about your caramel delights or caramel delights, however you want to pronounce it. I don't care about your shortbread. Thin Mints.
Thin mints, yeah.
That's it. That's all I want.
Especially when they're frozen.
Oh, you do that too?
Yup. So good.
I'm air high-fiving you.
Yep.
Because so freezing them is actually the best. And if you can't, like, obviously they only sell Girl Scout cookies like, you know, one time a year. You can get the grasshoppers, the Keebler grasshoppers. Mm-hmm. They're basically the same thing. They're not as good, but it's basically the same thing.
Basically same premise, yeah.
Like it's like a Thin Mint cookie, but I feel like the Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies are more chocolatey.
Yeah.
Solid gaming snack too though, because like you can eat them so quickly that like the chocolate doesn't melt in your hands, which means there's nothing, you know, you don't have any greasy hands to hold your controller with. Cape Cod chips, a little bit of grease. Not too bad though.
Oh no, yeah.
Nothing that you can't like wipe on your pants or have like a paper towel. Usually what I do is I have a paper towel by like my TV for like wiping my hands with grease. Or like or I'll use it to wipe wipe the controller off or whatever. Just because in that way I'm not, like, destroying my controller.
Oh, yeah. Not making it super
I remember when I first got the PS4 and I was like, I'm never going to eat and play video games. This controller is expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's new. Always.
And then, like, always, two weeks in, I was like, forget this. We have a handful of goldfish.
It's like I want to play, so. Yep. Yeah, I totally get you.
I think everybody's like that with like, you know, your new phone or like your new laptop. You're like, I'm not gonna eat anything and then type on my keyboard, and now you're just like, whatever, I'm gonna rest this sandwich right here.
And fuck it,
yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Shout out to all those people that are like that. So
exactly.
I believe, as always, that will do it for episode 11. Mm-hmm. The Disconnected Gamers Podcast. You can check out our website at www.thedgcast.com. Yes. Available on all platforms of mobile browsers and non-mobile browsers. You can also follow us on Twitter at thedgcast. And you can tweet at us and tell us that we suck, or tell us that we're awesome, or tell us that we should talk about a game that you like. Because now we cover all next gen. We have everything. You've got a Wii U. I've got an Xbox One. We both have PS4s. You have a 3DS. We both have Vitas.
Yep.
I have a Mac and a PC. We can cover.
If there's something you want us to cover, just let us know.
Yeah, let us know. If you're a game dev or you're an indie game dev and you want us to play your game, tell us. I played some Jump Jet Rex. I played Gravity Ghost. I played Robot Roller Derby Disco Dodgeball. All three of those games are awesome. There are other games we will play. There are other games we will stream. It is all coming in the future. You can listen to us on iTunes if you're not already. You may be listening to us on the website. If you have the iTunes podcast app on your iPad or your iPhone or your iPod Touch or your computer on iTunes, you can listen to us there.
Whatever you have that can download it, do it.
Yeah, I mean, we are making ourselves available to you once a week within reason because of snow. I'm so sick of... I'm done with snow. My quota has been
reached. It just snowed here today.
So we're making it as available as we can at the moment. So, give us a listen. Or if you're giving us a listen, thank you. Yes, and let us know. Like, tweet at us. Tell us if we're, you know, we're good, we're bad. The audio is not so good. I have a pretty good routine in getting the audio files uploaded and stuff. So let us know.
Exactly.
I think that does it, right? Is there anything else?
No, I think that's about it.
All right. Then, as always, we will catch you
on the flip, son.